From the Indian Times, while people across the globe are living longer, they are spending more time recovering from sickness. The latest study by a consortium of international researchers says the reasons are non-fatal illnesses and injuries such as diabetes and hearing loss, which pose the next major threat in terms of disease burden. In India, diabetes and other musculoskeletal disorders have replaced diarrhea diseases and vision problems as leading causes for years lived with disability, which we call YLDs, a measure of overall disease burden expressed as the number of years lost due to ill health.
The study says countries around the world may have made significant progress in addressing fatal diseases, but globally, the years lived by people with disability increased from 537.6 million in 1990 to 764.8 million in 2013 for both sexes. I mean, obviously that's the, you know, combined total number of years that people are living longer with non-fatal diseases.
Lalit Dandona, study co-author and professor at Public Health Foundation of India, said that with success in delaying death, the years of life lived with ill health are increasing. For example, this has more than doubled in India for diabetes over the past two decades. Accurate understanding of the causes of ill health is crucial for planning of appropriate health services. You know, Chinese has an ancient saying which says, if you live longer, you will suffer more physical embarrassments, because along with longevity comes all those kind of chronic diseases and sometimes disabilities, and you need help. And sometimes that means humiliation.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. And personally, I think the greatest humiliation of all is Alzheimer's disease. I mean, this is the thing that personally I would dread the most for myself or for a relative or for friends. And you know, people die. I think that I think heart disease is the biggest killer in the Western world, I think. And then I think it's cancer, and then Alzheimer's sort of further down the list. But, you know, there have been massive strides forward in people living longer with cancer, for example, or even, I don't know if the word cure is appropriate, but going into remission for several years and living with it. And similarly for heart disease rates, because of public health education campaigns, people are having a healthier heart or having bypass operations and surviving heart attacks. But, you know, there's that dreadful thing that you can start to see more clearly in the distance. As soon as you start curing cancer and heart disease, there's this dreadful spectre of Alzheimer's, for example. I mean, and then you lose all your dignity, don't you, if you get something like that. Absolutely awful disease. So I suppose on the surface, we should welcome the fact that people are living longer with these diseases, although is it something which, I don't know if it's something which, if it was me, would I want to sort of hang on longer, perhaps in pain and so forth? I don't think I would. So it's a very subjective thing whether this is good news or bad news that people are living longer.
Don't worry. Don't worry. That won't happen to you because you live
You'll kill
a very...
me off before that, will you?
Well,
Ming
I
Jing?
Won't kill you. I think you live a very healthy lifestyle, so you won't suffer those things.
Well, eventually it'll come to all of us, won't it?
But some people just pass away peacefully without any disease.
Do you know that some research was done into whether people could live forever, and they concluded that no, they can't. Even if we could cure every disease, by the time you reached 400 years old, you would die in an accident of some kind. An accident will get you after about 400 years.
All our body organs will fail when we reach a certain age. Just like parts in an automobile, some parts will wear out. That's what happens to us too. So when we reach a certain age, maybe 164, that's the time for our internal organs to kind of fail, and you just pass away peacefully. Yeah. I believed in that. I think maybe we can do some exercise and don't let that thing become a near future.
That's right. Yeah, that's very good and positive sentiment. I mean, my ambition is to die young, aged 120.
That's cool. 更多节目下载荔枝FM收听。